Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Moscow, Russia. The Russians and the United States are vying to hold the peace talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to this broadcast. He has more details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What about this report coming out of Russia? They want to host Netanyahu and Mahmoud Abbas. Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, of course, Netanyahu, the prime minister. They want to host them for peace talks in Russia. Do you think that'll ever come about?
Well, Jimmy, like I said last week, you mentioned the European Union possibly stepping into the peace role, and I mentioned the Palestinians are saying the U.S. is now totally uncredible and they don't trust U.S. mediation at all, so they won't sit down and even discuss this peace plan that President Trump's going to reveal. So others are stepping in, and Vladimir Putin, he's been increasing his activity throughout the Middle East with the Saudis, with the Egyptians, some of our other allies, making some noises towards Jordan. And yes, the Palestinians say the Russians could be a negotiator here. Of course, as I've been saying for several years, the chances of a peace program right now taking any form are nearly zero, mainly because of Iran and all the things they're doing. Jimmy, there's just no way the Palestinian conflict's going to settle down. The Russians can try and others, but it's not going to go very far.
Well, even the U.S. peace plan put forward by Donald Trump, according to a report coming out from a Saudi journalist, he said that the plan calls for Jerusalem to be divided. That's an absolute non-starter for the Israelis, is it not?
It is, Jimmy, but we're getting confused reports on that, so I think we can't really say what it's going to say. I think the most credible reports don't redivide it, but they do give the Palestinians some autonomy in the Arab neighborhoods. Now, that would be a non-starter for Prime Minister Netanyahu, for sure, so I just don't see it happening anywhere. And as I mentioned last week, seems to be a financial package of aid that would be offered not just to the Palestinians, but to Jordan, to other regional actors, and throw enough money at it, maybe it will resolve. But that's been tried before, Jimmy, and didn't go anywhere, and I really don't see it happening now.
David Dolan discussing the attempt by both Russia and the United States to hold the peace talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. David Dolan's report helps us to see that world powers, the United States and Russia, want to host the peace talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians. That conflict will not be resolved until the Messiah, Jesus Christ, returns to the earth. That's Obadiah verses 15 to 18. However, there will be a peace, a pseudo-peace, when the Antichrist confirms three peace treaties that are already on the table and not working. That's Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...